What's up, everybody? This is Dave Stovall, and you're listening to the Disciple Makers podcast. Today, we're moving back into the Nashville City Tour track sessions. This is what we were doing before we took a break and went down into the Disciple Making Culture episodes. So we're jumping back into those track sessions again. And we've got Anthony Walker on the show today. He's highlighting how men and women require different approaches to discipleship. Where women may more naturally fit into this ongoing, continuous discipleship within their relationships, men typically have a harder time opening up with each other. Anthony wants to help us have a new framework and a new approach for reaching and discipling men. He says we have to meet men where they are, accepting them along with their troubles and helping them navigate through their lives by walking with Jesus as the ultimate guide. Let's jump in and hear from Anthony Walker as he teaches us today how to uniquely disciple men.
I'm excited to be here, thankful to be here, and I'm going to apologize up front. I'm going to talk very fast because I have 15 minutes to tell you an hour and a half worth of stuff. But I'm humbled and honored to be able to speak here on this morning. And as was stated, my job is to kind of be the opening act for Chris to help us with Better Man. So I'm going to get up here and bunt and get on base so that he can get up here and bring us home. Let me tell you something real quickly. A few years ago, something tragic happened in the state of Texas. For years, the citizens of the South Padre area trusted in the stability of the Queen Isabella Causeway. It was the longest bridge in Texas. Every day, 19,000 motorists would go back and forth between Port Isabel and South Padre. This bridge is 2.25 miles, built to be strong, all of this good stuff to support cars. But one night, September 15th, 2001, at 2 a.m. in the morning, four barges crashed into the causeway. Eight people tragically died. And we think about that and you say, man, this bridge that was built for transporting, this bridge that was built to support had something to hit it and it collapsed. And sometimes men are like those barges in life. If they have not been discipled, they are loaded down with the weight of the world. They are loaded down with the baggage of their past in the waters of life where there are no breaks. And unless they run into something that is solid enough, they will destroy things that they run into. One of the most dangerous creatures on this planet is an undiscipled man, because nothing is going to be able to stand his way. God made us to be strong. He made us with natural steroids in our bodies, testosterone. We're made with this testosterone that helps us to be aggressive, helps us to be strong, helps us to endure. But without discipling, it can be dangerous. So it's vitally important for men who, go through life to be discipled. But men are discipled a little bit differently than women. And we have to understand God made us different, right? Thank God for that, by the way. The world is trying to blend this thing into one just mess. And no. God made us uniquely, and we've got to reach men differently than we have, because the world, unfortunately, is winning that battle. Men, there was a line in the movie Inception that says, sometimes when you are dreaming, you don't remember the beginning of the dream. You just find yourself in the middle of it. And a lot of times when we encounter men, they're already in the middle of life that's already kind of shifted for them. You find them, marriage is already on the brink, job is already on the brink, relationships are already on the brink, even they're struggling with handling their own internal struggles, and that's when you meet them. And so the other part of this is we're naturally, rough. Have you ever seen men shake hands? We don't just shake hands. First off, they say you got to shake it rough. So most of the time, they're squeezing the life out of you. That's how we do. But as history and time has gone on, we get even more rough. We bro hug and we're slapping, and it's a rough affair, and we're just meeting one another, right? We're just shaking hands. But we're naturally kind of resistant to things that we don't understand. So this is why we have to be discipled differently. I want to use as a backdrop very briefly 1 Samuel 22 verses 1 and 2. It's an obscure text, but when you look deeper into it, you can understand some of what I'm talking about on this morning. 1 Samuel 22 verses 1 and 2, the text says, David left Gath and escaped to the cave of Adullam. When his brothers and his father's household heard about it, they went down to him from there. All those who were in distress or in debt or discontented gathered around him, and he became their commander. About 400 men were there with him. Now let's look at that text again. David is escaping. You know, Saul, you all remember this whole deal with Saul being jealous of him and all of this kind of thing. And so he was always being pursued at times. But he's escaping, dealing with his own issues. He goes to the cave. But when he gets to the cave, notice this, his brothers and the rest of his father's household come. And then 400 other men, now not just average Joe run-of-the-mill, but these are men who are also discontented, distressed, and in debt. There's something about men that attracts other men. When men see men moving, we decide to move too. But the thing about these men is that all of them are going through stuff. And I can let you in, sisters, here today, let you in on a little bit of a secret. All the men in here are going through something. Yes, we've got big shoulders. Yes, we have a strong disposition, but we're going through something, and we hold a brave face because that's one of the things we know that men are supposed to do. While I'm up here letting out secrets, let me let you in on another little secret. We don't know how to fix stuff. I'm just telling the truth. We don't know how to fix it. You expect us to go and we tinker around, but while we're down there tinkering the whole time long, we're just hoping that something comes through with this. One time I had a leak and my wife comes to me. She says, "Babe, the sink keeps doing it." And in my mind, I'm thinking, I'm not a plumber. I don't know this. But I can't say that because I'm the man of the house. So what do I have to do? Oh, okay, all right. And I'm going under there and bring me up. I don't have a clue. We're figuring it out on the way. And sometimes in life, it's the same way. We don't know, but we're meandering through hoping that it works out. And oftentimes, we just meander into more and more difficulty. Part of the reason why we don't know is that many of us have not been discipled, and we don't even know what it really means to be a man, and especially in a world in which that definition is shifting. Now, I'm more concerned now than I ever have been for young men, because whatever they do, the world deems it negative. If they stand up, they're chauvinistic. If they believe in what a man biblically is, they're misogynistic. If they're vulnerable, they're weak. If they stand, it's like, what can we do? How can we be a man? We don't even know how to be a man. And because of that, generation after generation, you're passing on, "I don't know, I'm just trying the best to do." And the next, "I don't know, I'm just trying to do." Women, y'all do a little bit better job at it. You all are always discipling. When you're doing each other's hair, you're discipling. When you're sitting together, you're discipling. Men, we just kind of, hey, all right. And we hope, yeah, how about them Cowboys? Pray for them Cowboy fans, by the way. But we're meandering through. And the temptation, I haven't even touched that, right? The temptation from the beginning is to retreat. You remember Adam and Eve? There's a contentious moment We're Adam, who's been walking with God, who's been following God's way. He is introduced to his wife, and man, he loves her. But she wants to go a different way because she's been listening to another voice. And rather than to stand, he retreats. And so the temptation of us men, when we're in confusing situations, when we're in situations that we don't feel we're best prepared for, the temptation is to retreat. And so I want to speak for just a few moments on, while you're in that mode, how do we come out as better men? How do we uniquely disciple men, especially in the world in which we exist? I want to look back at this text. Number one, meet him where he is. When David escapes to the cave, there are other men that come to be in the cave with him, and they're all just there together. And I was speaking with our brothers here before we walked up here this morning. And, you know, one of the things that we've got to do as men is we've got to just get together as men and look one another in the eyes, right? We got to be together. We've got to fellowship. We've got to come together as men, regardless of who you think and how you think and whatever level. Hey, we're just in here together. Now, with all the problems they have, discontentment, distress, disorder, and debt, we're here together under the same cave meeting with God. Every year our church takes a men's retreat. We go up into the mountains and we stay for 3 days, all men in the same cabin area together. About 75, 80 of us men, ranging from 12 on up. And one of the things that I initially did when I introduced this concept to the church is I want to get the brothers out. If we decide to have this at the church building, guess what's going to happen? Oh, you know, I left the stove on, and oh, I bought an ox and I need to try it out, all that kind of stuff, right? I said, no, we got to get them away and get them together at the same time. And so we drive up to Gatlinburg. We drive hours away. There is no, honey, I left the sun. No, we're here now, but we're here together, okay? And we don't leave. We have one of our brothers who's a chef. We don't even leave and go down. We don't go down and go shop. No, we in here together. Meet him where he is. There's some men in your sphere. Meet him where he is, right? Number two, this will be easy for you. A, accept the truth. Notice the Holy Spirit does not run by the fact that these men have problems, okay? I've got to accept, hey, we are where we are. This is the situation. You've been married. You've been divorced. You've got this, that, and the other. You're struggling with this addiction. This is what it is. Now, part of accepting that truth is also accepting the truth that Jesus can take care of all of it. But we've got to be able to, number two, accept this. And that's a problem sometimes with us, because one of the traits that the world has taught us about being a man is that we just keep on going and we just keep on going and we keep on going. And I'm going to let you know something, fellas. We don't like to ask for directions. But if you keep going on the wrong street, you will not make it to the right destination, even if you keep going. So at times we've got to accept, okay, hey, listen, we're lost, okay? We got problems. This is an issue, okay? All these guys, right? I'm in debt. I'm in distress. I don't know. I'm in a marriage and it's in trouble and I don't know how to make it out of this. Brother, I'm glad you're here. When men come to visit our church, and they may, when I say men, they may come with their family, but I make a concerted effort to look this man in the face and talk to him. Because I know that churches typically can be kind of flowery for men and can be kind of uncomfortable and can be kind of feminine sometimes. And the fact that you crawled through all of that to come in here to hear a word from God, man, I'm glad to see you. And it's not about all the things that you failed at and gone through. Brother, I'm glad you're here. We're here to accept the truth. The thing I know about men, we love truth. Peter, in all of his issues, he loved the truth. That's why he was attracted to Jesus. Lastly, the end in this is to help him navigate through life. What was so beautiful about what David did here is that even though David was dealing with his own stuff and you have these 400 other men that come, they're here to, we're going to navigate our way out of this cave and be better than we were when we came off in here. And David was a part of helping them to do that. And they were a part of willing to say, hey, man, you probably the best one out of all of us in here. We'll follow your lead. The text says he became their commander. We're here to submit because you have found something. Check this out, men. You're here today because you have found Jesus. And that doesn't mean that you're perfect and that you've got it all together, but you have found Jesus, and there's a whole bunch of men who are around you who have not found him, and you now have an opportunity to help them navigate, because guess what? I found the light. And at minimum, we just got to follow that light, right? At minimum. And so as you walk with men together in navigating, it's not that you're perfect. It's not that you're the standard. We're here because he is the standard. And I'm going to tell you that is a starting point in how we uniquely approach men. Yes, they're going to be resistant, first off. Yeah, this is going to be all new, but you already know that, right? So I'm here to meet you where you are. If all we get to do is talk by the water cooler, I'm going to have some water cooler discipleship going on. We're going to get it in because I'll meet you here. And when we come to the truth of the matter, man, I'm dealing with this. Yeah, me too. But the truth of it is, he's here to help us with all of it. And let's navigate this thing through life by the word of God. I don't have all the answers, but I know who does have all the answers. I'm not the way, but I know who is the way. And we're going to walk through this together.
All right, that was awesome stuff from Anthony. And if you are interested in more great content like this, you can get free access to videos like this on our website. I've got a link in the show notes. I'll give you a hint. It's discipleship.org. I think you knew that. Hey, up next, you're going to be hearing part two of this conversation from Chris Harper with Better Man. So make sure you stay tuned for that. Hit the subscribe button and come back and listen to that next episode. All right, y'all, thank you so much for listening to this podcast. I hope that you enjoy the rest of your day. We'll see you.